The federal government is investigating Detroit's bus system. City officials have cut more than 100 transit jobs and eliminated overnight bus service because of a budget deficit. Critics charge the city is trying to balance its budget on the backs of its poorest citizens who frequently travel by bus. Gwynne Kleinfelter of Detroit Public Radio reports.
At a bus shelter in downtown Detroit, Jamie Jones hunches deeper into her worn overcoat, her jagged teeth chattering. She's not so cold, she says, as she is nervous. The city's cutting jobs and operational hours for the buses, and Jones fears that could cost her job.
I have to be to work at 6, and they not start the bus lines until 6, and people work morning, midnights. How are they going to get home? The buses don't run on time now, so people be late now, so they going to cut it.
City officials say they have little choice. Detroit faces more than $200 million of red ink. Cutting 144 positions from the bus system and pruning back 24-hour service will make about a $3 or $4 million dent in that deficit. Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick argues the cutbacks could actually benefit bus riders by allowing city mechanics to make more repairs overnight, keeping more of the fleet on the roads during the day.
As a person who took the bus all of my life, all the way until I was able to afford my own car, I know that the bus service is essential. And we want to make sure that bus service is there. We have to make sure that we change some things inside that operation.
For decades, Detroit's own auditors have called the bus system one of the worst managed in the nation and questioned how the department uses its funding. Criticism reached a crescendo in the Detroit media recently when the mayor announced hundreds of city layoffs, then acknowledged he spent $25,000 of city money to lease a luxurious Lincoln Navigator for his wife. The admission doesn't surprise attorney Richard Bernstein, who's filed a federal lawsuit alleging the Detroit bus system wastes money and violates the rights of people with disabilities. Bernstein represents a dialysis patient he says waited in a wheelchair on a Detroit street corner for hours because every bus that stopped had a broken wheelchair lift.
This gentleman had to sit outside for over 6 hours as bus after bus passed him by. And we can't even get wheelchair lifts to work on city buses. And if they can't perform basic preventative maintenance on a wheelchair lift, then what is going on with the motors or the gear shifts or the brakes?
Those concerns have often crept into Norman Brown's mind during the 19 years he's driven a Detroit city bus. Still, Brown says he always considered the transit department family. Now, like all city employees, Brown must take a 10% pay cut and wait to see if unions representing transit workers make good on their threats to strike.
It's bad. It's bad for the public. These people are not going to be able to go to work, and then the bus drivers are losing their job plus a 10% cut. A lot of these drivers are going to lose their homes and a whole lot of stuff.
The situation could come to a head in a few months when U.S. Transportation Department officials say they expect to release a report on the bus system's management. That's roughly the same time that staff cuts and route changes should take full effect and the city's union contracts expire, creating a ready-made crisis for the poorest commuters in Detroit. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.